Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Physical Friday. We're continuing our series on acronyms. See a lot of acronyms or nicknames in fitness these days, especially CrossFit. When you first get in there, you're looking at the board, you have no idea what they're talking about. It's like a foreign language. You got EMOM, you've got death by something, you've got chippers, you've got times, rounds, or reps, you've got the one we're going to talk about today, AMRAP, A-M-R-A-P. What in the world? Sometimes it'll say AMRAP/REPS. Okay. What in the world are they talking about? Well, an AMRAP is as many rounds as possible. That's what that means. So the AMRAP format would be, let's take a workout, a very famous one called Cindy. Cindy is a very simple workout. All you need is a pull-up bar to be able to do it. You set the clock for 20 minutes. You do 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 squats, and it's AMRAP 20 minutes. So you are going to, when you complete one round, you've completed 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 squats. That's one round. You are supposed to do as many rounds as possible in 20 minutes. So you're going to continue to go through that. As soon as you do 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 squats, you're right back on the bar to do 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 squats with a piece of chalk or a card or something. You're going to mark down your rounds, and that will be your score. So as many rounds or reps as possible would mean that, let's say you got 15 rounds complete, and then you did 5 pull-ups and 7 push-ups. So it would be 15 plus 5 plus 7, okay? So 15 plus 12, that would be your score. You can write that down. The next time that you go back to do that workout, you have a benchmark to where you can see if you're doing better or worse, and that is very motivating for everyone to try to beat their previous score. You're trying to beat your score, of course. Lots of people try to beat other people's score too. That's healthy, but you're really just trying to make sure that you are getting better every time. So when you do that workout, then you do it another month or two later, can you do better than you did before? If so, your training is probably going in the right direction. If not, maybe you need to reevaluate things, see what's happening, because you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Okay? So that would be the AMRAP workout. That's as many rounds or reps as possible in a certain time frame. You can do this with anything. You can put all kinds of different exercises, weightlifting, body weight, all kinds of things. You can put them together. You can include running. You can say, run 400 meters, 5 clean and jerks, 10 front squats, and 15 sit-ups, AMRAP, 10 minutes. So you're going to do that as many times as you can in 10 minutes. You can, it's infinite opportunities, but it's just a format that you're finding ways to keep variety in your workout. You're finding ways to change things up a little bit. So you can have it be very short and very intense, or you can have it be very long and kind of not as intense as like the Cindy workout. Isn't as intense as maybe a heavy weightlifting workout where you couldn't possibly keep that pace going for 20 minutes. You would keep it going for 5 minutes. That would be an AMRAP workout. As many rounds or reps as possible in a certain time frame. All right, give that a try. If you've got ones that you particularly like, send them to me at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you send me one, I'll send you one back. We can share the workouts. I'd love to see how you're incorporating that into your fitness. All right, see you.
Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Once in a while, it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.